And with that being said, welcome back.
Hey.
Hey.
It's been a long time.
It's been about a week and a half.
It feels like longer than that.
Maybe it's two. I don't know. Hi.
Hi.
What's up, darling?
Oh, my goodness. So much has happened. We have to catch up.
I know. Even though I saw you 48 hours ago.
That's my not according to plan. Don't spoil it for listeners.
Podcast Land doesn't know that we are actually friends in real life.
We are. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to Not According to Plan. What episode is this?
Do you not know?
Is it 30?
This is the big 3-0. We're over the hill.
Well, I think 40 is over the hill.
Well, 30 is the new 20, so who cares?
I was just listening to one of my favorite podcasts, RuPaul. Mm-hmm. And they are on 102.
Whoa.
Like, what?
Oh,
how do you do 102?
We got work to do. I don't know.
We do have work to do. Let's start churning them out one per day. No, can't do.
Wait, do they want to start paying us for this? Because hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I would have to do a lot of crazy shit in like the 12 hours in between recordings to find shit to talk about.
That's true. That's true. You got to do something so it's not according to plan.
Well, I'll give you a good story to start out this.
Who are you?
This Monday evening. Oh. I'm Sam Valentine.
And I'm Scott Flannery.
Scott Flannery is an accounting recruiter turned reality TV star.
Ooh. Sam Valentine is an up-and-coming actress.
Ugh, your sounded so much cooler. Okay.
What?
Moving along.
You have two movies in post-production.
Yeah, put that in my byline then.
Oh, with two movies in post-production.
Great. And a show.
And a show?
Yeah, for YouTube Red.
And a show for YouTube Red.
Perfect. Okay.
And she's my friend. And she's gorgeous. And her boyfriend's name is Caleb, and he's also gorgeous.
It's a little more of a bio than a byline, but that's fine.
Okay. I just want to make sure I made up for what I gave you, apparently.
I accept.
Thank you.
So, guess what I almost did? I was almost on reality TV last week.
I had water in my mouth. You can't say those things when I am stuffed.
I was almost on reality TV last week.
What show?
I'm Gordon Ramsay.
The F word?
Yeah.
Get out. How'd you get on that? It's new.
Well, I wasn't.
Go on.
And here's how this happens. So if you're an avid podcast listener, you remember when I went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I came back and podcasted, which was a terrible idea. But... a casting director who works for that show saw our pictures in Vegas and politely requested that we be the bachelorette party for an episode of The F Word.
Nice.
That we make video and audition for the show. So we were pumped.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was going to be paid, but we are so excited. I know.
Sorry, I just gave a face.
Background thing.
You get paid for that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you should be paid every time you're on television.
That did not happen my first two times.
Oh, well, made up for it with the last one.
Boom.
So we did, they asked for so much, first of all. We had to do a whole video talking about the bride and how much we loved her and like all these different things. And like they asked for it in like a 24-hour period. So
sounds about right.
Mm-hmm, luckily, actor, I have my own self-tape studio. So I did it really quick, turned it around. And then they were like, cool, thank you guys. Can you fill out this paperwork? I've never filled out that much paperwork for any job ever. Like they had to do a full extensive background check. It was like a 15-page, like huge, massive thing. And then they had to like add us on Facebook to this like fake account so they could peruse our social media and come back. And they were like, what, please list every show or television or anything you've ever been on. So I just put a link to my IMDb because like, fuck you guys, I don't have time for this. And they asked, literally, I was like, that you could steal my identity right now.
Oh my God.
And then they didn't give us a date.
Okay.
They were like, we think we want you next Wednesday. And this was like 4 days in advance. We were like, okay. So I got off work and cleared my schedule. And Tuesday night, they were like, you know, we're still unsure, but we'll get back to you guys. It could be around 2 p.m. or it could be like 5 p.m. I was like, that's my whole day. Like, my jobs are all flexible, but not that flexible.
Right.
So the next day rolls around. It gets to 2 p.m. and they're like, sorry, guys. We think we're going to use you guys next week. Think. And I was like, you could literally, you have my credit score and my social security number and Facebook in your hands. And you're telling me you can't schedule me a time? Come on. So they were like, we might use you guys next week. And I was like, you know what? I can't do this. I can't. Like, I can't.
Which, by the way, you have flexible hours in your jobs, but a lot of those girls have traditional working hours,
and
9 to 5.
And babies.
And babies.
They have children whose
lives depend
on them. Like, how
is everyone getting all this time off?
I don't know. But they made it work. And so the next week, everyone, like half of us were like, no, we're not going to do it because it was still a maybe. So it finally rolls around to like the day before. And they're like, listen, they'd love us all at like 5 p.m. to shoot, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, they're going to pay us now a little bit. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And I was like, oh. I was like, that's, now I really, and then everyone was excited again and they really wanted to do it. And I was like, God damn it. Now I want to go. So I tried to move my schedule around, and then I got an audition.
That's how it always works with you.
Every time.
How much were they paying you, by the way?
Can I say this?
Yes, you can.
Ah, fuck it. $200?
For how many hours of work?
Oh, I think they were there like 4 or 5 to like sit and eat and drink.
Oh, then worth it. Okay.
With ample booze and food.
Okay, worth it.
So... back to me.
Back to you.
I got an audition that was way in Van Nuys. I'm trying to keep it not insular.
Oh,
it's
geez.
About, I don't even know the distance of that, but.
It's like an hour from here, right?
At 5 p.m.
4 hours from here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, geez.
They wanted me to be there at 5 p.m. for this audition. And I was like, this sucks because I was like, I'll make it work. I'll always make it work. So I moved around my jobs and I left one job off my schedule so that I could get to this audition. Finally get there. I am 5 minutes past the time they asked us to be there. No. It's like 5:05 and I can't find the fucking building.
No.
From my last job, I like changed clothes super fast. I ran there. It took me an hour to get there and it's not where it was on Google Maps.
Did you call Brian Austin Green?
No, but who is that and should I have?
Yeah. Brian Austin Green played David Silver on Beverly Hills 90210, the original. He was one of my very first crushes, and the only thing I remember about him from his Tiger Beat interview is that he's from Van Nuys, California.
Oh.
You're
well,
welcome.
Shoot.
If only you knew Bag. Brian Austin Green, B-A-G.
Bag.
That's very unfortunate. He should change his initials.
Well, you know who I did find that's also an acronym?
Who?
A UPS driver.
That's so smart.
Hot tip. If you're looking to find somewhere that you can't find via maps or walking around, UPS drivers know where everything is. So these guys, it was two of them actually, because the lot where the map said it was a UPS truck parking lot.
Whoa.
So I'm walking around and I'm frazzled. I'm like, they're going to shut down the audition, what I'm going to do, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I'm getting like picture texts from all my friends at the shoot saying how much fun they're having. They're drinking rosé and cocktails and fuck off. And so I'm like so annoyed and I'm running around. I even call my office of my agent and I was like, I cannot find this place. And the girl who answered was probably on the end of her shift. And she was like, I don't really know what to tell you. No one else has had a problem. And I was like, great. So it's just me feeling like an asshole running around in this like cute mom outfit or whatever the hell it was. And so the UPS drivers helped me find it. And I finally get there.
Mm-hmm.
The office was closed.
Wait, what?
They had finished.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I was about 12 to 15 minutes late at that point.
And wait, hold up. How are they planning to have you audition at 5, but yet they're closed at 5:12?
That's a good question. And I would like to propose it to them.
Stop.
Yep. So I.
Where was this chick that you just called?
In the office, in my agent's office back in LA.
Oh,
LA proper.
She didn't work for this audition.
No, they don't give you their contact info.
Oh, of course they don't.
So I get back in the car. I politely thank the UPS gentleman who helped me so kindly. And I get back in my car. And I just start crying. It was so sad.
That is sad.
So I missed out on my big opportunity. One, to meet Gordon Ramsay. 2, to drink rosé and eat delicious chef-prepared foods. And 3, to be on reality TV like Scott Flannery. And I lost money, lose my jobs, and I didn't make it to the audition.
Jesus. That did not go according to plan.
Ugh, what a shitty day. I know. It sucked. I'm kind of reliving it right now. I was kind of over it. Now I'm not over it again.
I don't like that story at all. So wait, I'm just confused by this whole thing, how like everyone was done in 12 minutes.
So I was like in the end of the time block.
Well, I guess I can understand that, but like everyone had just vanished. They're like, oh, pack up for the day. Bye.
Yeah.
Like no one's like running out of this building at 5:12.
You could have been like, hello. I did see someone leave the parking lot and I tried to flag them down, but I think they strategically did not look at me.
Mm.
Which I get it. We're annoying. Actors are annoying. I was late technically. It just, ugh.
That sucks.
Don't make me go to Van Nuys at 5 p.m. Don't make me go anywhere in LA at 5 p.m.
Right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Such is a life, but it made a good story.
Well, okay, what about the F word? Is it kind of like Hell's Kitchen?
Well, I didn't end up getting to watch the episode because I don't have...
Oh, it's already aired.
...channels. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it was a live taping.
Oh.
Apparently. I think live with like a little delay.
Well, yeah. But the gist of the F word, I don't even know.
It's people who make Gordon Ramsay's food... And he, like, judges it.
Oh.
So it's, like, his recipes, his stuff. I guess because he used to get, like, tweeted and commented on and, like, people Instagramming stuff all the time being like, I made Gordon Ramsay's blah, blah, blah. And he would, like, joke around and be like, that looks like a pile of shit to me.
Yeah.
So now they have all these top chefs coming and, like, making a competition of, like, who can make the dish the best and stuff. And
I tell you what, so I've met Gordon Ramsay two or three times.
Oh, really? That's great. I didn't get to meet him. Go on.
I was on Hell's Kitchen twice.
I saw you on eating at the table.
Yeah. Because our mutual friend is in his PR core.
Did you get paid?
No.
Oh.
But it is free beer, wine, and
I think they really wanted us, though, because we were like a niche. We were like the bachelorette party and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And you need so many of you.
Yeah. And because we'd already lost work that day and we were all pissed off.
Yeah. No, but I he's like a normal dude, as I know all celebrities are, but to go to Hell's Kitchen and watch it, and I'm like, wow, they produce basically 2 seasons ahead. So like when we ate at Hell's Kitchen, our season was 2 in the future.
What?
As in it aired a year to a year and a half later.
Wow.
So you think I had a long wait for The Amazing Race. I had to wait a year. Oh my gosh, I almost censored myself because I'm so used to not saying I was on The Amazing Race.
Right.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
we're past it. It's all out there. I won. Okay, great.
It doesn't get old.
I had to wait a year. These people have to wait like a year and a half. Like, I can only imagine.
Oh.
So then I was like in Vegas the other day and I see a huge billboard for him and it's like one of his restaurants. And then now he has the F word and he has a blog and he does it. And I'm just like... He's just one man. This is called very good marketing and very good branding.
That is a PR dream to run all those things coincidingly.
I liked it. That was a good word.
Was that the right word?
I really wanted you to use it.
Okay.
I think it's wrong.
Okay. I think it is too.
I think coincides or coincide.
I don't know what I was going for. Okay, go on.
No. No, and I'm just saying it only because I feel like that's someone that I've seen. He's normal. I'm like, okay, great. You're a normal person. How do you have all of this shit going on in your life?
Right.
Like, how do you balance it all?
You know, it's the same thing how people say you have the same hours in a day as Beyonce, but what you don't have is 16 personal assistants and a hair and makeup person and a photographer and a lifestylist and 16 PR people.
And lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. Gordon Ramsay definitely has some lemonade.
Yeah, you do. Can you imagine if Gordon Ramsay redid all of Lemonade?
Him with a baseball bat would be pretty creepy.
And in like those flowing dresses, like going down to the bayou. Oh my gosh.
It would be mildly offensive, let's get honest.
I didn't mean it like offensively. I think it'd be hilarious to watch him do that. Alternatively, put Bianchi in the kitchen.
I bet she can cook up quite the dish.
You think?
Yeah. She has that rich heritage, like family. I feel like, I don't think that really leaves you. I feel like having basic kitchen instincts in like a deep South kind of family. Mm-hmm. I feel like that kind of sticks with you.
What do you think Bianchi's? I never say Beyonce, just for those who are new to this. What do you think Bianchi's? Her dishes, like what is her signature dish?
See, now I might be offensive because I want to say something very Southern.
But she's from the South. I don't think that's offensive.
I mean, like a New Orleans, like rice and beans type of thing, mm-hmm. like a really spicy. I bet whatever it is, it's spicy as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Because she talks about having hot sauce in her handbag.
Swag.
Swag. Which is, you should be very impressed that I know that because I do not listen to her music.
Well, that's a little iconic. You should know that one.
Well, yeah, because every single gay sings it except for me. So that's how I know it, not because she sang it. Okay, wait. So I think she would have some sort of a roux. You know, roux is like...
Like a gravy type dish. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a component of her signature dish with hot sauce.
Oh, now I'm really hungry.
I know.
Maybe it's like a breakfast dish.
Well, you know what I had last night?
What did you have?
I had Roscoe's chicken and waffles last night.
You did?
Yes.
How was it?
For those uninitiated... Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is the original fried chicken and waffle dish.
Pause. Is there a history to this? As to what person was like, you know what would be great? This food and this food.
I should have read the menu.
Oh,
because you know,
you usually
a story
do.
On it, you know, yeah. This thing. I didn't, because what had happened was I was out with Sarah and Matt. We were having a mini Amazing Race reunion. We had gone out for drinks, and Roscoe's happened to be within one block of walking distance. And we're like, neither one had been. And I was like, hey, YOLO, let's go. And so we ate Roscoe's chicken and waffles. For the record, Sarah didn't have it because she's healthy as fuck.
But Matt and I you got to live a little.
I told her that. She doesn't listen to me.
What did she have? Like a salad? Did they
two
even
eggs.
Have salads? Sarah.
Over easy.
And?
That's it.
Honey.
And a red wine. You heard me correctly. Two eggs over easy with red wine. That was Sarah's order.
I'm starting to understand why I struggle to be TV style skinny.
Alternatively, I had eaten dinner before we met for drinks. I had eaten dinner. Oh my goodness, that's the worst grammar. I ate dinner before. But yeah, we were there. So duh, I'm going to get the smallest thing on the menu. So I got a drumstick with one waffle. So just, you know, just a little bit.
You dabbled in the chicken
with
and waff.
Beer.
Duh. Chicken waff.
Chicken waff. But then Matt, if you all saw The Amazing Race, you know he's like super tiny. And I think he hates it when I say that. So he was masculine tiny. he gets like this huge breast. I mean, the chicken breast was the size of like a, those little hens you can buy in the grocery store.
Oh, like a Cornish?
Cornish hen. Mm-hmm. There it is. That size with a huge waffle with a side of gravy. Circling back to Bianchi.
Oh my God. Wait, I'm so hungry right now.
I don't know how to explain it. If you've never had fried chicken waffles, I normally don't eat either one of those things. Waffles are one of those things in my life where I'm like, I just need to eat one of these approximately once every 6 months because it's mandatory. Fried chicken, I could be here or there with about.
Waffles or pancakes?
Oh. I'm going to side on pancakes. That's hard.
I know. It's asking a lot of you, but here's the thing. Waffles just have a texture that's so fun to me.
Yeah.
And they also just like look cool. Like pancakes are like little flat circles.
But waffles you can eat super fast because they're airy. So it's
they're
like
fluffy.
Yeah, I'm gonna like shove this entire waffle that's the size of a Prius tire down my gullet and I'm still gonna be hungry. Where if you eat a pancake that size, you're like, I feel like a fat fuck.
Yeah, they are thicker. Depends on where you go. Like, if you ever been to the griddle, this is getting a little insular, but if you ever
you've
been
used to that word twice. I'm very proud of you.
Have you been?
One time.
If you guys have not been, it's on everyone's list of like breakfast places to eat in LA. Let me save you some time. Don't go. Buy a cake instead and eat it at home in sadness because it's roughly the same thing.
That's approximately true. The one time I went, I went after a long run, and I got red velvet pancakes.
Those are the ones I'm picturing right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's what you get at the what's it called, the griddle?
The griddle. It's like they're like small, not small, they're large plate cakes.
Yes, and it says like two to an order. And you're like, if you're like me, you're like, eh, that's not enough. But I went with the two. could not finish it. They're that
they, like,
big.
12 inches across or something like that?
Yeah, that's about right.
It's like a small pizza.
Yeah, and you have two of them, and they're slightly thick, and then they have the cream cheese frosting
on
top.
Yeah, and they put stuff in between them and on top of them. There's like cookie dough ones.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it's like, atrocious.
Oh, yeah.
It probably sounds good. Like, if you're listening to this right now, you're probably like, oh, my God, like a cookie dough pancake? Hell, yeah, sign me up. It's just not. But they're never cooked in the middle because they make them so fast. The line is wrapped around CVS around the corner.
Yeah, and I just want to be like, you do realize it's a pancake.
Yeah, it's
basically a glorified IHOP.
Yeah, which is right down the street if you want to save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. They also had Red Velvet sometimes. But you know, okay, so the chicken and waffles situation happened. If you ever go to Roscoe's, or if you don't live in Los Angeles and there's a chicken and waffle place nearby, you do need to go to wherever you have it. And what you need to do is you need to have like a little bite of the chicken with the skin. Don't fuck it up. And a bite of the waffle in the same bite. Mm-hmm. Do not try to eat it separately. It's pointless. That's not why you ordered it.
It's a salty and sweet. You got to combine.
I had to educate Matt on this, and he definitely found love, and he said it was one of his favorite meals he's ever had in LA.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other weird food combinations? I'll kick you off.
You go first.
I'll kick you off. In high school, I don't think we had like the top quality tier lunches available at Columbia High School, but one of the biggest, most popular days was chili day. So you got one of those big styrofoam cups of chili and it was served with, are you ready?
Yeah.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Whoa-ho-hoo. What? Huh?
Yeah. And it was really good and you ate them like together. Same thing. It was like a salty, sweet combination.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing I can think of with regularity, and it must be Wendy's brand, French fries
and a Frosty?
They're Frosty. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, you could be like, French fries and ice cream. No. You need a Wendy's Frosty with their French fries.
Frosties are different.
They are.
I don't think I've had one in like 7 years.
I know, me neither. I thought about it because when we were on our way to the wedding that we went to this weekend, there was a couple of Wendy's and I was so hungry. I was like, I should just do it.
Did you do it?
No. Okay, well.
Whatever, you got chicken waffles yesterday. You're living. When Sarah, on the other hand, girl, we got to talk.
I know, I'm going to get on her. She invited me to a Dodgers game this week. She was just thinking about it. And I go, I'm not going with you. You're not going to have hot dogs and beer.
No.
So therefore, pointless. You need a Dodger dog.
I don't think they sell hard-boiled eggs at the Dodger Stadium.
You know, I was on a Whole30 once when I went to a Dodgers game.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Literally nothing.
No, there's nothing.
There's... Oh, because you can't eat peanuts because they're a legume.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's,
you know what I did?
Too bad.
I was at a work function, so I got a tall water and a deli sandwich where I took all of the meat and veggies off the bread and ate it in my hands because I'm a classy broad.
All right, that's really dark. Let's bring it back around.
Let's bring it back around. So you're like weird food options. When I was younger in elementary school, my best friend, I forgot her name, but she said you should all...
Really close friends. Really close.
She goes, you should always finish your meal with one bite of everything that you came with. So, for example, let's say you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, chips, a carrot, and, I don't know, high C. I don't know. I'm just making this up.
This is very elementary school.
Right? You saved the last bite of the chips, the last bite of the carrot, the last bite of the sandwich, and then the last sip of the high C, and you put all of that in your mouth at the end.
Is that like a diet tip to make you want to stop eating or?
It was the best idea I have ever been told. I did that for approximately 2 years at every meal. It's so good. It's so good. I really feel like the next meal you do, whatever it is, if you have like salad and a meat and like, I don't know, Halo Top ice cream, I want you to take a little bite of all of it together at the end.
I'm going to take a picture and send it to you of me eating all those things together. So you're not one of those people who eats all their things separately?
Oh, it depends. It's funny. It's so funny you bring that up because today at lunch, I thought this exact thought.
Really?
Yeah, because I went to Whole Foods. It's a long story. And so I got, you know, the hot bar. So it's like the meat in one little container and then you put your veggies in the other container, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I like ate one at a time instead of together.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but today it felt right. And I was like, this feels right, but that's awkward because why am I eating things separately?
Yeah, I don't. I'm like, I want it to be all in the same container. Mm-hmm. I like when foods touch.
Oh my gosh. You are against, I think, the majority. I think a lot of people like I know, when they don't touch.
But that's why I'm good at like Mexican restaurants. You know, they put everything on the plate and it all congeals.
So good.
I'm into Mexican. That. And then I just, people stop eating the chips when their food comes. And I'm like, no, give those here. Because then I run the chip through all the flavors mm-hmm, on the plate. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing. You know who does eat one thing at a time?
Who?
Systematically.
Who?
My boyfriend, Caleb.
No.
Yeah. My boyfriend, Caleb.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't like him anymore.
He'll sit. Well, me either, almost. He'll sit with a plate, and if it has, like, a little salad and, like, a meat and, like, mashed potatoes or something, mm-hmm. he'll eat all the salad, and then he'll eat the mashed potatoes, and then he'll eat the meat.
Really?
I know. And the best part about foods is when you just smush them all together.
Yes. I'm with, especially Thanksgiving. I purposefully, oops, all the food is mixed together on my plate.
Life is like a poke bowl. You just throw it all in and shake it up.
You have made me really hungry
right
now.
I'm starving.
And you know how all this started? Fucking Bianchi. It's her fault.
Yeah. Back to chicken and waffles. Mm.
And I got that from the roux that we were talking about in her signature dish.
God, where do we go from here?
I didn't tell you what didn't go according to plan for me.
Oh, yeah.
So we can wrap back that around.
Right, the podcast.
Oh, we're talking in microphones right now. This is like how we normally would talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to our lives,
guys. I want you to know, so the listeners don't know my, not according to plan, but you do. You were very much involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was a wedding this weekend. And it involved the exact same people that went to the F word.
It's true. That was the bachelorette party was for that bride. It was this wedding this weekend.
So the wedding was in Palm Desert, which is next to Palm Springs, which is approximately 2.5 hours from Los Angeles with no traffic.
So like three-ish.
So like, yeah, three and change with traffic. And so the wedding was on Saturday night at 6, and I was going in Saturday day. I left LA around 10:30. And I was like, okay, I'll get there around 1. It'll be great. I'll hang out by the pool with Sam and Caleb. And then get ready, blah, 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 blah. I pull up as, you know, I should at 1 o'clock at the resort. I'm excited. I check in.
Wait, let's give people a visual. Tell them how hot it was.
Okay, 110 degrees on the dot.
It was?
Fahrenheit.
Fucking gross.
It was so hot and dry that even my car was sweating. Poor little Preston.
Poor Preston, the Prius.
Yeah, I felt like he was going to overheat. I'm like, do you need something?
I know. I was scared. I drove. I was scared. I was going
to
die.
I do get worried when I drive to Palm Springs in the summer.
It's hot.
Because imagine
Vegas?
Your car going 80 miles an hour, blasting your air conditioner in that dry heat. That can't be good for your engine.
No, it's not. It's how people's cars overheat, especially older ones.
Ugh. Well, I'm glad I was only there for a day. But anyway, so yeah, 110 degrees. I like pre-check in. They don't have my room. So I'm like, that's fine. I'm going to park my car, walk to the pool with my stuff, blah. Park my car, get my suitcase out, start walking towards the pool. I'm like, oh, wait, let me get everything. So when they have my room ready, I just go straight to it. Go back to get my suit from the back of my car. There is no suit.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is the first thing that I do? I want to draw this picture. 1:15 p.m. It takes 2.5 hours, best time ever, with no traffic. One way, so that's a 5-hour round trip without even stopping at my apartment to get the suit, which was lovingly hanging on my bedroom door, waiting. And then at 110 degrees, you know, there's a whole thing. What do? I decided to call Sam Valentine.
Someone's a thinker.
I started freaking out. My hand was shaking, also from the venti iced coffee I just had. And then I go, emergency. And you go,
hi.
And then I say, I don't have, there was no like beating around the bush.
There's
I
go, no conversation.
I don't have my suit. What do I do?
And I said, come to our room. I'll figure it out.
And then Caleb's in the background going, oh, fuck. And I know Caleb is my size. So that's why I was like, okay, maybe Caleb has clothes. Like, I don't know why he would have two suits, but like, let's do this. So I get to your room, and you have the most calming. You're going to be the best mom ever. You have the most calming sense about you.
I'm a very good emergency contact.
You are?
Yeah.
You are.
I tell my friends to put me on their medical forms because I'm a good emergency contact.
See, I'm good at that as well, but like this like unprecedented type of emergency. No. I'd be like, I don't know, you're fucked. That's what I would have said. No, I would have like given you my outfit. But
yeah.
No, so yeah, I walk in and you all are like, okay. So Caleb's rehearsal dinner outfit was available to me. Mm-hmm. I put it on and it fit like a glove.
It fits so good.
I feel great that I'm Caleb's size because he's hot as hell. So that means I'm hot as hell. That's what that means.
That's exactly what that means.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we fit the same clothes. It means we're both hot as hell.
Well, and it was perfect because he had sweated in it the night before the rehearsal dinner and we laid it out over a chair, not even thinking about it. And it was all dried out and ready for you.
And
it didn't
worry.
Even smell.
It did not smell, but I got it soaking wet once again for the wedding because it was outside in 110 degree weather.
Yes. Outdoor wedding, 110.
So crisis averted, but I want everyone to know that it was like khaki pants with a button up, mm-hmm. like a maroonish button up shirt that, I mean, looks really nice.
I think so too.
I would then like to put this picture in your head. Every other man was in a tuxedo or black tie.
Yeah.
I know, but like subconsciously I was like, I will be in no photos this evening. I do not need to remember this moment. So like I was fine with it, but just subconscious about the cameras. So I think there's only one photo of me.
I have a picture of you.
Do you? It's the one with the bride, right?
No, it's the one of us drinking champagne together during the ceremony. That's how you calm an angry crowd in a 110 degree outdoor wedding is you give them copious champagne before it starts.
Oh my gosh, champagne before it starts. There was tons of drinks.
I had two glasses.
Oh my, I had three.
Oh, good. They were like a half pour.
Yeah. Half pour, please. It was like a drop.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a very, very concerning moment for me. But I loved it because I was actually the most comfortable
mm-hmm.
and everyone else was hating life.
And your khakis were barbell apparel, which are like stretchy, yes. squattable pants.
And I've always wanted to try barbell apparel. They were on Shark Tank.
Oh, really?
They did not get an offer.
Oh, still worked out for
them. But you know what? I am here to tell you, they do not sponsor us, but they are comfortable as hell.
Yeah, Caleb has three pairs of pants from them.
Oh my gosh. They fit like a glove. And I'm like, I'm going to throw these people under the bus. Sevens, where you have a little stretch and then they stretch out and then you're like baggy in the ass and then it looks like you have no ass.
Oh, seven jeans?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I currently have a pair and it makes it look like I bought four sizes too big. Even though when I wash them, it becomes one size too small.
You get that like poopy butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like I have a diaper on.
Yep.
Barbell was like, hey, is this your ass curve? I'm just going to stay right on it.
Hugs
all
it.
All night.
And hey, is there an emergency in which you need to overhead squat something? We're here for you.
Oh, yeah. I had to squat down and actually pick up something. And I like, you know how guys heist their pants around the knee?
Uh-huh.
I was like prepping to do that. And I go, oh, wait. I don't need to.
Oh, I wish
and
you
I
would
bent
have, like,
over and it was glorious.
I wish you would have like accidentally like ripped the pants or something. That would have been quite the asterisk on this beautiful story.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it was a very nice wedding. Once we got inside, it was much better.
Yes, it was toasty. There was like bags and stuff set up, cornhole as people call it,
mm-hmm.
To play during like their cocktail hour while everyone was taking pictures. And I kept trying to get people to play, but they were like, I'm too hot. I can't move.
I would have. I didn't see you. And by I didn't see you, I was drinking lots of alcohol and eating a lot of appetizers.
I love appetizers.
Oh, my God. These were... We're going to talk about food again.
I know.
They were so
episode.
Amazing. One of the things they had was a bacon-wrapped cheese-stuffed date.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand everyone's had a bacon-wrapped date. I want you to recall the best one you ever had. Multiply it by 10.
Because if the bacon's not cooked properly on that, it's the worst.
It was... Okay, so I call them floppies when I was younger. Yeah. When I was younger, I asked my dad to cook bacon. I wanted them floppies, which meant not well done.
Ew, you asked for that?
Oh, yeah.
You're disgusting.
Because it's chewy.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. And so these were basically just slightly above floppy. Like they were like cooked, but still like not cooked.
Uh-huh.
Wrapped around a perfect date, which had goat cheese. Like it's like they took a goat and like shoved it in the date.
Yep, just like that, actually. It cost extra.
It was about the size of a ping pong ball, and I ate it in one bite. Then your mouth exploded with goodness. It was so good.
We might have to cut this short because I'm so hungry. You're killing me right now, Smalls.
What was your favorite app? appetizer?
The tuna thing was really good. The tuna on the chip.
Good. Tuna tartare.
Yeah. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was just like something else.
Okay.
Oh, it was delicious. I don't know. Well, here's my thing. I struggle in situations where there's copious amounts of alcohol. Hold on. I'm coming. When there's like lots of different kinds and like lots of time, I feel like it's like these high stress drinking situations where it's like you're supposed to drink a lot. So it's like a wedding. You have like a night and night and you have like a meal and wine with the meal and you have an open bar all night and there's desserts and there's this and there's that. And everyone's supposed to be drinking and have a good time. When there's so many options or like a plethora of stuff, I don't really want anything.
I think it's reverse psychology because I felt the same way. I wonder if their bill is cheaper because of that.
No, I think you pay like a lump sum most of the time.
Oh, do you?
In the beginning. Usually it's cheaper for open bars to just pay like the flat rate than to do a per drink basis.
And, I think it was top shelf liquor.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was quite good, or at least premium.
Oh, because I want you all to know that, so the wedding was at 6 and then 7:30 was the appetizers and drinks. And then there was like some downtime before the bar opened at 9. I want you all to know that as a good wedding guest at 9:01... I was the first person at the bar.
You were?
I was. I didn't want, you know, the bartender to be lonely.
They even opened the bar before they served the entree.
Yes, they did. And I had two deep before it even came out.
Smart.
Thank you.
See, I get, it must be like a reverse psychology thing because when you're at something and they're like, we only have one bottle of wine, like, oh my God, I'd kill for another bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. Like, God, I just wish we had a little more. But when there's like, just so many and there's everything and it's like this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of want water.
Yeah, no, for real. Because I stopped after those two and then, you and I saw each other. We took a couple pictures and I actually went to bed at 11:30.
See, you missed the best part because I stopped drinking because I was just drinking rosé because it just sounded good. It was so hot. It was refreshing. Mm-hmm. But, and I kind of talked about how I don't really drink liquor. But we tore up the dance floor. I wish you would have stayed for that part. It was crazy. I mean, kind of caught the bouquet.
You did?
Wait, what? Well, kind of. I caught it like this. Like I stuck my hand out really high and caught it. But then my other friend grabbed it right underneath me. And she had a firmer grip. So they were like, semifinals. They threw it again.
Oh, that's cute. And
she caught it. Yeah, yeah. She was like, I don't even want it.
Uh-huh.
She's a lesbian. She doesn't want to marry.
Okay.
I don't really want it either.
Did they do the what's the thing, garter?
Yes. And
who caught that?
They threw it and it got caught on the chandelier.
Okay. I want you to know that in fourth grade, I caught the garter belt at some wedding. I forgot which wedding it was. I want you to know that it's a fucking lie. Look at me.
I struggle with this tradition.
Why?
It's kind of creepy, right?
Take off your undies?
Like, it's like, can you take off this, like, undergarment? The groom's supposed to take it off with his teeth while, like, her parents are watching. And then he, like, flings it to a group of, like, bachelors, like take my wife's underwear. Woo! Like, isn't That's it a little funny. Weird? I've always thought it was kind of creepy.
Wait. It is. What do gay guys do? Am I supposed to take off, like, my jock strap?
I think they just like throw flowers or something.
But there's no bouquet and there's no garter belt.
Is there like a little
bouquet?
A little
I'm patting my chest. Mm-hmm. What's the word?
I can cut this.
No, don't cut it. I want everyone to know that we're struggling. A booty.
No, not a booty. They throw booties. No, I don't know. I haven't. Don't think I've been to a gay wedding.
Not a corsage.
Yeah. No, that goes on the girl's arm. What's
a male's corsage?
People are going to be screaming this at us right now. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to a gay wedding.
It's a bustier or something.
No, that's a bra.
How do you spell corsage?
You're asking the girl.
Sage. I'm just going to type in that.
Google will correct you.
Google definitely knows. I was right.
What is it?
It's a boutonnier. Or a boutonniere.
Boutonniere.
Boutonniere. Sorry, French is boutonnier.
You know, they probably
It was a booty.
It's a booty. They probably don't throw those since they have like a sharp object attached to the bottom.
It's just a pin.
Wait, what do they do? Have you been to a gay wedding?
Oh, no. Wait. No, I haven't.
How have we not, how have neither of us been to one?
I don't know. Huh. And I don't want mine to be the first. Like, I have to do research. I need to make friends with gay people who are about to get married.
I need to know what they throw at gay weddings. Maybe they're just like, fuck it, and don't do the stupid shit.
Well, here, you know what? Let's just talk it through. What if I'm getting married? What would I throw?
What would you throw? What would your wedding be like?
Well, I have to tell you, my friend, our friends, they're in book club, the Olmsteads. Their wedding is the closest to what I would want.
Okay.
Because they did like modern retro mixed together as the style. So they did like whites, blacks, and pinks, which I'm not going to, I don't think I'll go with those colors, but like just to give you the idea. And like the invitations were, do you know those really funny cards in those gift shops where it's like the 70s woman, she's smiling really big with like fresh baked cookies and she's like, go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So like imagine that woman. That was like the style of their invitations. They even had like those faces. Like
the
50s,
wedding. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like retro's 50s, but modernized.
Yeah.
So very, but it had like a cheeky tone to it too.
As they should.
So I feel like that is the style I would lean towards.
So you want like a full like wedding.
Oh, what's funny is I didn't want to get married. However,
wanting a wedding and wanting to get married are two different things.
Well, because I look at these weddings, I'm like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that. Like, I enjoy the whole ceremony of it all. I get teary-eyed. I want people that I love to see me fall in love in front of them. I want my mom to give me away.
Ugh.
I already know what kind of songs I want played.
Honey.
I know.
I can't wait to be there.
Oh, you'll be there.
Absolutely.
Oh, you will be there.
Can I be like an usher?
Why do you just want, maybe you're the flower girl.
Oh, are you going to have one?
I mean, you know.
They're open to it.
I got to talk this through with my husband who lives in Seattle.
Yeah? Why does he live in Seattle?
Because I'm thinking about moving there.
Lame.
What? They're lumberjacks. They're all hot.
Well, you can find a Seattle lumberjack, but where would you get married?
Oh, I already know where. Oh, this sounds awful. Okay, well, I don't. God, there's so many things.
I am in like a 4-year relationship, and I have nothing like this.
I know, and I've never been beyond 6 weeks in a relationship, and I already know the location of the wedding. No, so the Kempton Brand Hotel in Austin, Texas, called the Van Zandt.
Oh, you're gonna get married in Austin?
Yes, I want to get married in Austin, Texas, and I want the reception to be at the Van Zandt. I already know.
Okay.
It's because it has like the hanging lights outside and then the fucking pool area is like so exclusive, but down home.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the best view of Mother Nature.
See, then it's like basically already decorated for you.
Correct. And they have the best margarita I have ever had in my entire life.
Sign me up. Mm-hmm. When are we going to Austin?
And it's Kempton, which is my favorite brand hotel, I think we've discussed. Mm-hmm. And they do everything personalized. Like, you could like email them one day when you were like 5 years old and be like, I love the color blue, and like you go stay with them when you're 25 and they remember it from your record and they like put something blue in your room.
That's
like, it's
adorable.
Obnoxious. So they were running this like ad where they were promoting their wedding services, and the Van Zandt was one of the hotels they had a picture of in the ad. And I just got on Facebook and I was like, dear Kempton, I am coming to the Van Zandt, circa unknown, guaranteed. And then they like wrote back. They're like, we're so happy to have your wedding at the Van Zandt. You just let us know the date, Scott. And you know for a fact they put that in my like guest profile.
That's incredible.
They're like waiting.
I love that you were like, I'm single AF, but I'm going to get married in your hotel.
I love their hotel.
They're like, okay, start the watch.
Start the clock. They're like, we're on the weakest link.
I don't know if I want that.
Wait, want what?
Like a wedding.
Oh?
Yeah, I just don't see that for myself.
Okay, what do you see?
I have this idea called the wedding party tour.
I feel like we've talked about this.
Yeah, I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast.
Okay.
Where we would go to like a little courthouse thing and get married and do it like super small, like literally like 5 people or something like that. And do like in like a cute courthouse like Santa Barbara or something. Mm-hmm. Like this couple's wedding we just went to did actually 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go to all the places our friends and family live and they would throw us a party.
Ooh.
And so it could be like, you know, at a restaurant or it could be at like the local hall, like where people have events, or it could be in someone's house. It doesn't really matter. And they would just be, it would be like our wedding party at that particular location. And
I
they
love
could
it.
Like, we could like air the video of us like signing the papers, doing like the whole thing mm-hmm. in the courthouse. And then they could give us a chance. All those people could give their speeches. They could be heard. They don't have to travel too much.
Mm-hmm.
And them throwing us the party would be the gift.
I love that.
So then we get to see all the people we love and party with them, which is truly the point of a wedding. And yeah.
100%.
Doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds amazing.
We just like drive around all over, do like a LA wedding, do like an East Coast wedding, do ones in like all our little hometowns in the Midwest. Bunch of parties. Just a fuck ton of parties. And that way I don't have to worry about spending like $15,000 on beautiful flowers that are going to die eventually. I don't have to worry about having the perfect dress or the perfect pictures because I'm going to have 12 quadrillion pictures and I'm going to have like 7 beautiful dresses that can all be like moderately low price because it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So that's my plan. If I say it enough, I think I convince Caleb to do that one
day. Oh, I love that idea. And I'll meet you at the Van Zandt for my edition of the party. I'm going to throw you a damn pool party with just the three of us.
That's what I want. I want them to all be different, too. Mm-hmm. One could totally be a day drinking pool party.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
That's the plan.
Now, see, I think we differ on the outfit situation.
Okay.
Because I think I do want this, like, magnificent suit. What? I don't know what it looks like.
I was going to say, what? It's like a black tie or like a bow tie?
No, there's
like
a part of me that, what is my signature color?
Orange.
Mm-hmm. And I just really want orange incorporated somehow. I'm thinking like the cummerbund.
Oh, you want a cummerbund.
Or the vest. Or I don't know, like a subdued orange. Like a, ooh, that's hot. Like who else could pull that off? Like a rust.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where I'm going with it. I do not know what it looks like, but I know it's going to happen.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want it to be like...
I'm picturing like a orangey rose flower arrangement, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we're planning your wedding. Welcome to the podcast. Yes. You guys are welcome.
How exciting is this? Oh, my gosh. My future husband, I'll be like, don't listen to episode 30.
Listen to everything else.
Except episode 30.
Except that one.
Yeah, I just... Which is funny because when I was younger, I was, first of all, like, I'm not going to get married. But even if I do, I'm not wearing a tux. I'm going to wear, like, shorts. Okay.
I feel like everyone has that fuck you moment at weddings. Mine just, like, mine never went away.
Yeah, it's funny because at this wedding, I was like, damn, everyone looks so good in
the wedding we went clothes. To this weekend was, like, formal.
Oh, yeah.
So they requested the girls in like long dresses, black ties, didn't work out for Scott. That's fine. He still showed up. That's the important part. Mm-hmm. But it was like, it was fancy.
And my suit was so cute.
Well, you can save it. You can wear it
too. It was dark gray with a nice like heather blue button up with a pink tie to coordinate with the colors of the wedding.
When do you want to wear it?
Well, now I don't know.
Like next Tuesday?
Sure.
You won the Amazing Race. You can kind of do anything now. Just take pictures and be like, I'm doing a photo shoot today.
I thought about doing that. Just dressing up one day and walking down West Hollywood. Just to be like, why are you dressed up? And I'm like, oh, you know, it's Tuesday.
Yep.
Because.
You should do that. That's a bucket list.
Okay. Just walk in formal wear down the street.
Yeah, but maybe like wait a couple months though because it's getting hot as fuck.
Yeah, it is. That's true. We can do that. Well, okay, I'm glad we planned my wedding. Thank you so much.
And I feel like that's really important to have here. Now we have it on recording, so you can always reference it back.
I sure can. I'm like, what did I want? Oh, right. Orange cummerbund.
I'm going to laugh if this like actually happens, and I'm going to reference this moment in the speech I give for you. Oh, I'm going to give a speech.
Okay. I do want you to know that maybe karma, and I don't know if karma is the right word, the universe is definitely... aligned at this particular moment because I want you to know the one thing that I found on the ground last night and then took home.
What?
An orange bow tie.
What part of gay West Hollywood were you in when you found
I was at a straight bar last night.
Really? Where?
Yeah. Good Times at Davy Wayne's.
Oh, I love that place.
It was my first time.
It's cool. It's like an old 70s garage sale you like walk through to go to the bar. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a quote-unquote speakeasy, but like a 2016 version where it's like we're hip and cool, go through this huge...
But like 1970s themed. So many references.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked the concept, and I liked it when we first got there. And what pissed me off...
Uh-oh.
is when the sun went down, someone went around and was like, sir, you need to take your hat off. You know what I have to say to that? We're leaving. We left.
They asked you to take your hat off?
They sure did. And we got up and left.
Why?
You know, I don't play that fucking game in LA.
I know. You don't mess with dress codes.
Because I think dress codes are stupid as hell. And but for bars like that.
Yeah, that's like a kitschy themed bar.
And the theme is going to your dad's 70s hangout.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm
really?
Sorry,
they asked you to take your hat out there?
Doesn't match this.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Or trucker hat, I should say.
That's why then you went to get Roscoe's.
Mm-hmm. No, but so apparently at that bar, you can't wear shorts, flip-flops, or athletic wear. That's on the website. I legitimately told Matt and Sarah, I was like, these are the things we can't wear. Not that either one would. I would have. They wouldn't have.
Yep.
So I like dress accordingly, and I just have a trucker hat as part of my ensemble, and it was fine. Doorman let me in. The first hour was fine, and then the sun went down. All of a sudden, yeah, and then I turned around, and there were three other guys with hats on that were not approached.
Please.
So I put my hat back on, and I was like, we're leaving. So we finished our drinks and left.
Oh,
I don't give money
so
to
lame.
Bars that are like that. That's fucking stupid.
No, you're not cool enough for that. Everyone in LA thinks they're so fucking cool.
Like, really? What? Oh, okay. Like, your bar is so much cooler now that my hat's off.
The bar in it is an old trailer.
Mm-hmm. Keep telling everybody.
And they serve snow cone drinks.
I had one. It was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not give me.
No, I know. But yeah. Yeah. And you sit in like half hammocks in this like pretend backyard.
Ew. Ugh. Okay. I'm over it. I don't want to go back now.
So we do not endorse Good Times with David Baines.
But we did cover a lot of unsponsored recommendations
My
today.
Goodness, we went through a lot today.
We've gone through a lot. If people want to hear more recommendations from you, Scott Flannery, where do you want to send them?
I feel like you should email us what recommendations you would like at notaccordingtoplanpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook if you just do a little search for Not According to Plan. If you want to check out some Amazing Race stuff, if you're a little behind, you can check out TAR29 Scott Flannery.
He's still posting, guys. Don't worry.
Oh, just a little bit now. Now I've like slowed back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting photos from CBS, so it's a little more difficult for me to prune what's good. But then you can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Scott Flannery, spelled like canary.
Just like canary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Sam Valentine. You can find me at Sam Valentine. You can also find me at the number one broke actress and onebrokeactress.com, where I'm writing stories about the shit I talked about today.
They're always good stories.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Always interesting. Thanks for joining us for our 30th episode of Not According to Plan. If you were previously listening just because Scott was on The Amazing Race, thanks for tuning back in, even though the show's done, because now's where we get to be real people.
Oh, we always were real people.
I know, but...
Stars, they're just like us. That sounded so douchey. Oh, my gosh. And with that, tune in next week when we talk about who knows what.
God only knows. Hope you eat dinner.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.